Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is July 21st, 2010. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. Our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us each Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. Dwayne Simpson out of Detroit. And first, let me introduce my co-host, Boyd. Welcome.
Hey. Thank everybody for listening every week. And we would like to thank everybody that support the Streets Don't Love You Back movement and radio show. And we got a very special guest tonight, one of my homeboys, little brother. You know, I ain't seen him since he was a little bitty boy. He's a grown man now. But I want to give a big shout-out to my homeboy, Orville Simpson, up there in the city, you know, the D. I grew up with him from kids. So, you know, now we're putting it down with young Simpson now, you know. So I'm going to pass the mic over to him. We ain't going to delay it. And we're going to let him formally introduce himself on the show.
Yo, what up, everybody? Streets don't love you back. It's your boy, Dwayne Simpson, world-famous Dwayne.
Dig that. You know, we're going to get right into the topic, you know. Let the people know a little bit about you, Wayne, you know, where you come from and how you came up and what deterred you from not getting caught up in the lifestyle, you know, that we was doing back in the day.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Coming from the D, East Side Detroit, you know, representing. It's pretty much right there with my brother, man. I was his little guy for years before he got his first son. So I was little old for years. So it kind of it's funny because him keeping me in the game, around the game, through him kept me away from the game. If that makes sense, because he always told me. All his guys were either dead or in jail, so it was only, you know, it was only two alternatives to being in the game. So he and unfortunately, you know, my brother's still with me, but he locked up, you know what I'm saying? So he on his 18th year right now. So that lesson was learned, so I ain't have to go that route. And I think that's pretty much the reason why he kept me sending into music all my, like, from childhood, really.
Dig that, you know. And as time went on, you know, how did that make you feel? You know, you was young when Ville went away, but as you got older, how did that make you feel that your brother was sitting in that cage for so many years and you couldn't, like, just reach out and touch him like you used to coming up?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because at first I was kind of mad at him, you know what I'm saying, because I felt like he always knew the outcome, so why did you stay with it? But on the other end, I was kind of happy that he got locked up because it got him out of it. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of helped me to realize that wasn't a life for me, and, you know, and stay grounded and do what I was doing. But it, like I said, it kind of pissed me off at first because he got locked up and I wasn't able to call and kick it with my brother or go highlight him about stuff I was going through and, you know, stuff like that. So it was kind of, I was kind of upset at first, and it kind of got me in trouble in school because I was, you know, once he went down, I was in high school, so I was like my 10th grade year, I believe. So it was like, that's when I started going left in school and rebelling. I stopped playing drums, and, you know, so it kind of showed on that end. I didn't realize until I got older, but, you know, now, you know, I still go see him every chance I get. He's close to home, so I go check him out. We talk. He give me advice still like he used to. So it works out, you know.
My man. But I'm gonna turn the mic over to the missus and let her ask you a few questions right quick, Bill.
For sure.
Yeah, babe.
Oh yeah. What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm turning the mic over to you. That's Dwayne, a few questions.
You said you're in the music business. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing there?
Yeah, right now, currently, I have I'm partnering in a music and a record label with my partner, world famous Maddox, the artist that, you know, hopefully we get a chance to talk to him tonight. But that's one of my partners. We grew up together. I've been knowing him from childhood, and it's kind of funny. We kind of met like around fifth grade, I believe, on the playground, battle rapping against each other. And I think that's when I realized that rapping ain't for me. Let me just stay to the background. He can keep rapping. And I can just run my mouth and talk to people and get him out here. But, yeah, we got a record label now in Detroit. We're coming up. We doing a lot of big shows, so it's working out for us for the best right now.
That's good. And how you've been doing that since you were small?
Yeah, I mean, I started out playing drums, actually. Played drums in elementary school. Like I said, my brother and my mom's, when I first showed an interest in music class, my brother and my mom, they bought me my first set of drums. I had a full set of drums in elementary school. Then I took private lessons as well. So that's where I started out. Like I said, did it from elementary school all the way up to high school, and I stopped in the 10th grade. But and also along with that, with the drum set, my brother also brought me DJ equipment. And one of his guys was a DJ. And, you know, they kind of started me out DJing back in the day, too. I was DJing parties, like, in middle school for my family and stuff, in the basement parties and stuff. And I was too young to be there. I was the DJ.
Right. Well, that sounds fun. And you said Orville had a lot to do with that, getting you started with the music?
Yeah, he had a lot to do with that. He took me to my first concert back in the day, the Fresh Fest Tour, and, you know, Run DMC and Eric B. and Rakim, and, you know, that was like an eye-opening experience to me. I think that was like 84, 85, somewhere around that area. So, and I was like 9, 10 years old doing that. So, and that was really like, when I saw that, it's like, that's what I wanted to do. That's where I wanted to be at. So, you know, he helped me stay grounded in the music. And, you know, if I tried to miss a lesson in drums or whatever, he'd get on me, beat me down. Once I said I wanted to DJ, he got all the equipment, you know, and kept me around one of his guys that was actually a DJ and a grown guy, you know, an adult that was a DJ, and I was a kid. But yeah, he kept me grounded in that. So.
Hey, DJs back in those days were fun.
Right? Yeah, I was having fun back then. You know, turntables and a mixer. Cats don't even know how to use those nowadays.
No, you got to be a cat from the 70s and 80s on the mixer and the turntable game. These cats nowadays, they just want to just hit the button, you know what I mean, and say, hey, I got a beat. You know, back in the day,
exactly.
You had to do your thing, you know?
Exactly.
It really worked. You know? You had fun, too.
They're using computers and CDs to mix now. It's like, man, how you do that? That ain't mixing. You ain't no DJ. my 2-year-old can probably do that.
Right, yeah. Because you 8 years old and knowing about the computer thing nowadays, you know, you ain't got to
right,
to know about that. You know, you can ask a little kid and they can tell you about all that computer thing, you know, and you
exactly.
think they don't know. They done showed you some tricks to sew up on now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want to take a moment, you know, to give the whole Simpson family a shout-out, you know what I mean? Mom, Dad, you know what I mean? The brothers and everybody, and my man Veal again, you know, one of my oldest troopers in the game, you know, real stand-up guy, you know? And I just want to ask you, young Veal, what are you doing today, you know what I mean, as of today? What are you doing to pursue all your dreams now with your music and your artists and your partner and everything? Let's kick it on that.
Yeah, right now today, let's say, right, we got world famous Maddox. We putting him out. We got him pushing strong right now. So that last month we just did this big summer jam show, opening up for Trey Songz and with Waka Flocka Flames. We just did that show down in Shane Park in the D. If everybody out there listening to me with the D, they know how big Shane Park is. But yeah, we pushing him right now. We got the single out. It's about to go down. It's getting radio play in Detroit, Cincinnati, Toledo, all the way out to Oakland. So yeah, we real focused and pushing this movement right now, and just doing a lot of trying to get a lot of shows and get this word out about this world famous movement, and it's about to go down single.
My man. So do we got my man in the house tonight?
Yeah, he here. Let me I think he tried to call in, but let me hand him my phone and he can just talk on my line.
Hold on. Is this him at the 313-670-4334?
Yep, that's him right there.
Okay,
we'll click him in right quick. You stay on the line, Bill.
Okay, that's what's up.
There we go.
Hey, sure. What's up, good brother?
Hey, what's going on now?
We living, man, you know what I mean? Let us know a little bit of something about you, man. I see you represent the city, man, and you're doing your thing up there, young Bill said, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Enlighten us on what's happening.
World famous Maddox, you know what I'm saying? We're representing the East Side every day, all day. You know, we just got this music thing. We trying to pop off and moving forward with that. It's about to go down.
My man. So tell us a little bit about what deterred you from not getting caught all the way up in that street life and turning your life in that area. You know, what led you away from that to want to, you know, continue your positive role in this music thing?
I was actually my cousins and all of my uncles on my father's side, all of them sold drugs. So I was actually brought up in that lifestyle. So I got a actual chance to see both sides of it. So, you know, at the time, you know, I was kind of taller than all my cousins. So all of them was trying to lean me towards the basketball situation, but
right.
Basically, all my uncles and my cousins sold drugs, so I actually got a chance to see and firsthand, I say the do's and don'ts, and actually to see both sides. So, you know, that, and you know, my moms and my grandmother was like my rock. You know what I'm saying? To steer me away from that direction, because like I said, you know, it was when I came up, it was pretty much, I want to say it's you know, looking back on it now, it was almost like a way of life, you know, because like I said, it was like a family thing. But you know, I think my grandmother just recently passed on the 15th of May, but I thank her and my mom for, you know, instilling in me the right direction to go. So, you know, I didn't really go down that path, but I seen a lot.
My man, a lot. Well, we wanted just to give you know, a moment of silence for grandmoms. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, man.
You know, so we're gonna give a minute of silence on the phone for moms right quick.
Oh, that's what's up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we back, and we giving my man a big shout out. You know what I mean? Much love for grandma and mom, and grandma's being that rock in his life. And coming up from the city, you know, I was raised and born on the East Side too. I'm an East Side boy. You know,
Warren,
Akin Harper, Brewster Projects, all through there. You know, me and Orville grew up together from kids. You know.
Okay.
And you know, just giving a big shout out to the whole East Side of Detroit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And, grandmoms was a lot of the rocks, you know, a lot of the grandmoms and moms was the rock back in them days, you know? And they didn't care what was going on. They don't tell you that ain't what's happening, you know? You
right,
might be running in and out the crib, but, you know, they definitely on you, telling you, hey, boy, that's going to get you in trouble.
Right.
Be like little Johnny over there, cause, you know, he's tripping, you know, all day, every day, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, that ain't the way. But, yeah, that was the way of life back then coming up in the 70s. That was truly the way of life because, you know, a lot of the young homies seen the cats coming through with the cars, the mink coats, the mink hats, the gators, the jewelry. So, yeah, it was a way of life back then, you know, when me and Orville and them came through. You know, it was what it was, you know, popping and hitting everybody off with a few dollars, you know.
Yeah.
All of the homies thought that was the way of life back then. So I'm just glad that everybody done, you know, learned that the streets definitely don't love you back. And we must go through some things in life sometimes to realize that the streets don't love us back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
oh,
that
yeah,
was a,
definitely.
That was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's definitely another side. Like I say, you know, especially now with the rap music now, you know, it's kind of like a fantasy and a romance with the, you know what I'm saying, the drug dealer lifestyle. But like I said, when I was coming up, it was a little different. You know, they ain't really telling these young cats, man, about the other side. You know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? The make it rain in the video, and you know I got keys and coming in. You know that in hindsight, and to make that sound exciting, but it's a whole nother side to that, like a whole nother side
right.
to that I don't feel like they, you know what I'm saying, like the kids coming up now, they not getting that.
Right, and that's the reason me and the wife started the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Right. In my life growing up in the streets of Detroit from the 70s and 80s, you know what I mean? Like I say, you know, I ran with the Maserati Rick, with the Richie Jones, you know what I mean, with the Cliff Jones and Demetrius Holloway, you know what I mean? I ran with all them cats, man, and all them dead are doing life in the penitentiary. So, you know, it's like nobody is telling the young cats that other side is two things, man. It's death or the
Pretty
penitentiary.
Much.
It ain't no we finna live happy ever after and we got a 401k plan and a
they're not about to yell cut at the end of the video and you drive off and go back to the mansion. It's not like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, you go all that jewelry go back to Jacob's the jeweler and the pins go back to the Philly dealer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's fantasy.
You still ain't got no money because the record label done raped you. You know what I mean?
Right. And, yeah. They really
the devil. Nowadays a lot of people are just wearing costume jewelry. It's not even real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, them cats really the dealers. sitting high in the office protected. They don't care what happened down there on the street while these cats living out this living out this fantasy, you know, because they got another cat waiting to get in too to live the same fantasy.
Right.
So but somebody got to get like the information. Just like even in my music, when I speak on how we came up, like at the end, I let no matter how good and great it sounded, I always let them know the outcome at the end because it's only really it's a slim. I say it's like 5% cats really make it out of that and just make it out of that clean. And them the cats that you don't see, you know what I'm saying? They don't be all like it don't be bottle popping and them the cats you don't even see them cats. You know what I'm saying? So
they ain't riding no Mercedes and all that. They riding just a little, you know, Nova or something.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't want to even know who they is.
Yeah, like because my uncle was like that. My uncle was so low key, he was just ridiculous. It was like, but you know, because back then is now is the I think more people attracted to the lifestyle than the actual money of the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's when the fantasy come in. Like I say, you know, a lot of cats when I came up, they started hustling because the money, the money was there. You know what I'm saying? To get them out of the situation they was in. Now it's just the lifestyle.
Right.
You know,
was taking care of family back then, and taking care of neighborhood back then.
These
cats live in fantasy now. You know, they ain't living on none of that.
I don't know if you haven't been on the east side in a while, but all the like I said when I came up to Cass, it was like you say it was more like a community thing, even with the drug thing. Now
right.
man, it's totally different. Man, these cats are just out here. It's like me and Wang started like because I was telling some young cats last week. It was like man when I was coming up, you couldn't even start selling drugs. You have to talk to an older cat to even introduce you for you to even get into that realm. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, but now, me and Wang started a crew today, and we be out here on the corner. That's crazy. you understand what I'm saying?
Right. And you couldn't do that back in the day, you know, because only certain cats in the city had them things. So you couldn't just start up your thing and you funding one or kind of projects doing now, bro. Because if you read about my history, them niggas will tell you, really tell you, you know, I didn't allow no cat to shell nothing in the Warren projects. You know what I mean?
You couldn't do whatever.
You know what I mean? Yeah. One cat tried that, and he almost lost his life back in the day, you know? So
it's an
example you set down in the game, and now there's no example for these cats that want to be these so-called big drug dealers because there's no happy ever after at the end. No way, because nobody has it out of control.
That element is gone. You know, that's been replaced with videos.
Right. That's dead now.
Rap videos.
I'm going to live happy ever after. Right. Yeah. That's all they got going, man. You know, with
that's
a death sentence. And your man going to tell on you when they ask you, well, what you going to do to help yourself, you know?
Because they ain't really been taught that. Like I said, they ain't really been exposed to that other side because, like I said, that element is missing. Like I say, most of these tough guys, like I say, it don't take them long. Like I say, they get in the wrong airtail because they not really built like that. Like I say, the guys that I came up with, they was built for that.
And ready for it.
You understand what I'm saying? It takes a special
type of person. When you say 20, come on and give it to me.
Nowadays,
you say 7 months. They ain't filled for that.
Nah, man. I tell on the whole crew. Everybody. The whole block.
Right.
I tell them
grandmama got the dope up on the bed. I'll take you right over our house.
Yeah, tell on the whole
crew. All of that.
Just like he was
you ain't getting but 7 months, man, and you understand you can't do that.
Talking. Just like Wayne was saying, you know, like I said, Bill, like my cousin, a lot of them got killed, you know, so my uncle that he passed, but them cats was built. It was built for it.
Yeah.
It was hard to understand. It's like, man, you know the outcome, but
Everybody knew the outcome back in the old days.
Most of their involvement or entering into the game was based off the situation. So it was built for it. It's like, I'm going to get out the situation.
Right.
And I'm going to take these people out the situation. And we, you know what I'm saying? It was that element involved.
Right.
Now it's just like I say, me and Wayne can get out there tomorrow and just, you know, we just
do whatever. You know, in anybody's neighborhood, do whatever.
In anybody's neighborhood. Yeah, that's crazy. So, it's definitely
right. So what's your lesson to tell these young cats out here that's trying to be in that life and thinking they thugged out? You know, what's your lesson to tell these young cats out here now? You know.
It's more bad than it is good. Like I say, and that ain't really like the route to go. Because like I say, the outcome is really slim, and it, you know what I'm saying, and the lifespan on that, like especially now, is really short. Like I say, I think especially here in Detroit, we need to start pumping more education than anything, man. We got cats here, man, like 16, 17 years old, man. They can't even read, man. That's amazing to me. Like the worst school system in America. Like cats can't even read.
Whoa.
Females, 17, 18, they built like they 26,
like
27,
that.
Can't even read. Like,
whoa.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me.
We did know how to read and count back in the day.
Yeah, they can't even count. But you can't even count and do simple addition, but you a gangster. But you got a pack coming.
Oh,
you understand what I'm saying? That's backwards to me. And it's like really. I'll be telling someone, like, man, stop smoking weed, getting high all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? You got to
chill out and get your lesson on.
Because you'll be surprised that a lot of people's life, especially here on the east side, man, I just wish you could see it, man. It don't go no farther than a 30-block radius. You know what I'm saying? No aspirations of seeing no other parts of the world. This is it for them. And it's that's crazy to me. This is it. Like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? The crew that they know. You got young cats now coming up now, never even been to the west side. You got west side cats never even been east. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Wow. And we used to go east and west, you know, all the time. Had houses on the west side.
Yeah. It's tight up here now, man. That's why I'm determined, like I say, through the music that we got, and the moves that we making, the, you know what I'm saying, the to get out of there and bring back a you know what I'm saying, because I got three little dudes of my own, you know what I'm saying, to make some forward progress, you know what I'm saying,
right, my man,
you know, because like I say, it's a rough dude, man. You want to see a situation, like I say, Detroit got it right now, but even with that though, man, there's so much talent here and so much, you know what I'm saying, untapped resources here, man, that could turn the city like do a whole
under the round.
We just got to tap into it. So you know, hopefully I could be one of those voices. You know what I'm saying, you know, because I don't think the world coming here, so somebody got to go out and get the world and bring it back. So, you know.
Right. Well, you know, I'm happy to, you know, that Ville told LaVille to get at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, you know, we finna tap into some real things, man, you know, and put everybody on the map, you know, because, like, I'm always interested in turning cats' life around, especially when they're trying to do the right thing. And knowing that the streets definitely don't love them back, and they trying to go to another element in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Show other young cats that you don't have to be no drug dealer. You don't have to be standing on the corner. You don't have to be trying to rob my man next door you done grew up with, and you all up in his house now. You know what I mean?
Right.
You ain't got to be going that route, bro. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, man, you know, we just loving y'all coming on the show tonight, and we're going to take a commercial break. And we're going to go to a song, and we're going to be right back with my mans in them out of Detroit, you know, Detroit for life. You dig? We'll be right back.
That's what's up.
The one thing I regret the most is beating my mom up in front of my brother, because just to see the sadness in his eyes, he used to say things to me, he's like, I look up to you, and then him seeing me beat my mom up just, like, really hurt me, because it's like, he looked up to me, and look at what I did in front of him. What kind of a role model would do that in front of their brother? That's the one thing I regret the most, is beating my mom up. My name is Bernadette. I am 15 years old. It makes me feel bad because I treated my family like dirt. I didn't care about them. Nobody else mattered. And I used to get violent when I was on meth, especially when I was coming down. I would hurt my family. I'd steal from them. I'd lie to them. I think they're out to get me, or they're out to get my drugs. All that mattered was me and my drug, in any way I could get it.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
What's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD. Talking about that thug/drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that. Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets,
track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real Freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is test, I gotta go and get a get. Got he caught up in moving shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together, we can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry, but I hate it when you whine. And if all is true and dark, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander and lies, tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
and
on.
And it's all be checking back in with you, like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LG. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That's me and my boy LD on that Streets Don't Love You Back track, kicking it to these youngsters out here, letting them know that the streets will never love you back, brother. And you ain't the first one who pick up a pack of dope or a pistol, and that's called picking up failure, you dig? So learn that, my brothers and sisters, and learn that it's all about trying to be something in life and not trying to be a nobody. You know, it's about achieving some things out here. So we're right back kicking it live with my homies up there in Detroit. And we're going to go back to my man, and we're going to pass the mic over to my missus and let her start off right now.
You know, I just wanted to mention a couple of things that we've, Boyd and I have been talking about this past couple of weeks. And, you know, just recently Ice Cube did an interview, and I guess he's working on his album, I Am the West, as a, you know, West Coast rapper. But he said in this interview that he was very lucky to be able to actually stay away from the South Central Crips and the Inglewood Bloods, and that he wasn't actually in the gangs. But as a gangster rapper, you know, you wouldn't know any different. You know, you would think that he was, but, you know, the smart ones actually get out and do something with their life. And, you know, you might sing about it and rap about it, but, you know, it's not really how it is. You know, we went to the east side of Detroit, oh, a couple months ago, you know, and I couldn't even believe how half of that city, you know, that part of the city just looked like a war zone.
Yeah, a war zone.
And, yeah, I mean, you guys live it. You're there. You see it. You know,
every day.
The people that don't and don't live in a big city, you know, and that's probably most of America don't live in a big city like Detroit or Boston or D.C. or, you know, South L.A. But, you know, to go to a place like that and actually see something like the east side of Detroit was really sad, but it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that people actually live like this or live around this. And
yeah, my wife had never been, you know, and I had to
from Arizona. I went to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, was
it?
Yeah,
it was an eye-opener.
I took it down in the Black Bottomsville.
Oh,
yeah. I took it down in the all way in the hood. You dig?
Took
it in the flat bottom. So she really seen firsthand when Cat seen me jump out the car. You know, everybody running. What's up, Rob? What's up, Rob? But you know, a lot of them cats still like zombies. You feel me?
Yeah.
They still in the hood doing what they do. But when I come home, I always go in the hood because that's where I come from. And it ain't like, you know, I came from Southfield. Or I came
from Southfield.
I'm going straight to where I come from because regardless of what choice my homeboys made, I'm still going down there to holler at them and let them know, hey, nigga, you still can do something with your life. And,
that's
you know, you can straighten up, too, because this is what I did, you know. I got out and did some of my life. So I'm not never going to not come to the hood, you know. When I come home, I always go over and want the kind of projects. That was my stomping ground.
I just
over there
yesterday.
Man, like a harper. So no matter where you go, man, if you're real one, you always got to go back to where you come from and show them that they can do something and get out, too. And I think that's what a lot of cats have to do, you know, when they do make it out the ghetto. You have to go back to the ghetto to show them, like, look, I did this. You can do it, too, you know, because selling drugs don't get you out of the ghetto. I used to think that, you know what I mean? But selling drugs keeps you in the ghetto because it's murder and prison what they looking to do to you. You feel me? If you stay in that game a long time, that's what's happening, and your life is stolen away because you're thinking with that mentality, this is the way out. But the true way out is education and doing something positive to follow that over, you know? So that's something that I learned coming up in the hood, you know what I mean? That wasn't truly the way out. That was just a way of just having some money at that moment, you know?
Yeah.
But not,
it's definitely
not
a package
the way totally out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it, yeah, it's definitely a package deal. Because I say the bad come right along with it.
Right along with it. We finna live happy ever after, you know, and we all had to learn that who stayed out there, you know. What no, we finna live, and after, you know, we sell so much, you know, they give us that retirement plan, and we getting that check every month like I done worked at Chrysler, you know.
Right.
There's no 401 plan, young brothers and sisters, and there's no retirement plan. It's two retirement plans they got for you in that drug world. And that's the graveyard and that cage. That's your two retirement plans. And believe me, the cage stay open 24 hours. They ain't never closed, and they spot stay for rent or lease, depending on how long you're going to be there. But
that's
they spot stay for rent and lease. And
the
graveyard,
true.
They got plenty of ground to break to put you up in there. So don't ever get it twisted. You know what I mean? Don't ever get it twisted. So we want y'all to start acting right and knowing that it is a way of doing something positive to get out, you know?
It's other options.
It's all other options, man. And pass it back over to the missus, you know, because she was definitely speaking the real, you know? Go ahead, babe.
Well, you know, and once you get, I mean, you have to have an education, obviously, to get out, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the drawbacks and the struggles there in Detroit, but you know, you definitely know how to read and write, like we talked about before, and you definitely need to be educated to get out and run your own business, whether it's a record label or, you know, a grocery store or anything. You have to know, you know, how to take care of some business.
Yeah.
So, you know, another thing we were looking at this week too, we were talking about the rappers who have made a lot of money, and a lot of them owe a lot of back taxes because they're not paying their taxes.
Right.
So, you know, who's doing their, are they doing their own accounting, or they have somebody else doing it, or, you know, what's the deal? But, you know, just the latest is Weezy. You know, Weezy's still locked up, but he owes $1.13 million in back taxes right now.
Ooh, and I'm looking at him like,
a lot of them have made, I know. So, you know,
I think they gave Wesley three. They gave him three in there. I thought he had beat that.
Wesley Snipes, you're making all these movies, man. You're making all these good movies. Good actor, you feel me? And you can't pay these people, man, like they want to be paid every year. It ain't nothing but to take it to a filing place if you got to do that. You know what I mean? Those people ain't playing with you, man. They ain't caring because you Wesley Snipes, man. You keep forgetting that is the government. Them are the biggest gangsters, biggest drug dealers in the world, and they hold the key to that cage, man. They don't care about saying you got the your lease is due, baby. Your lease is due. Three. Bye.
Yeah.
See ya. Now you can make movies when you get out, but you're going to pay us what you owe us, and we're going to give you a tray on top of that. So we'll holler back at you. Make another movie when you get out.
When you
but
get out.
You're gonna be glad to get out and make another movie because you ain't going to want to see that cage again after you do that trade because you're going to do that trade. You ain't going to be like Lindsay Lohan going for 90 days and she done checked out. Now, they're going to give you a trade, B. They're going to give you a strong example because they ain't can because you made it out the hood. They ain't can about that. They might like your movies, but when you get to messing with the GOV, hey, they'll sit you down.
I think a lot of them cats get caught up and get isolated in it, man. They, you know what I'm saying, they don't stay on top of their business. You know what I'm saying? They get, once again, like the drug thing, they get caught up in the lifestyle, so the business kind of lack. But then once that, you know what I'm saying, so you ain't really on the accountant head, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, taxes being paid, like whatever, let's go shopping, you know, so I gotta be on the you know what I'm saying, I'm purchasing this, so I got this other business endeavor, or I might be on the set for like 6 months. So they ain't really like on top of their business, and like at the end of the day it all fall back on the figurehead. Which is you.
Right. You know.
And that just goes to show you that you can't always depend on other people either, even though they're there to take care of your business. You've got to still make sure that it's done right.
You have to make sure that it's done right. Because like I said, if we roll out to the club, and it, you know what I'm saying, it's me, Wayne, and about 20 guys, and you know, a situation jump off, and some people get hurt. You know, hey, you know who that fall back on? Maddox. Because at the end of the day, I'm gonna be the one standing in court. So you know, you gotta have your, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have your business
in order
at all time.
Right, all day, every day.
Yeah, at all time. Because at the end of the day, whether it's music, film, fashion, it's all a business. And like I said, them the only cats who really make it and see and really get out is the cats who understand the business side.
Right. Because you ain't never heard of no Ice Cube running around here talking about he finna go to jail because he ain't paid no taxes. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got all these cats running around here.
Yeah.
All the way business. I love him to death as a businessman and a rapper.
That's why he ain't had that span that long in NWA, because he was a businessman. And trust me, like I say, even with Ice Cube, you know, never being in the gang, you know what I'm saying, but speaking about the life, I guarantee you that Bloods and Crips gave him a pass, because he was like the voice. They seen something else in him. Ice Cube would have looked crazy gangbanging. They wouldn't have let him do that.
Right, they
wouldn't let him do that. Because, like I said, back then in the era where he came up and, like, where we came up, like I say, it was all the cats in place. IQ would have been like, you know what, I ain't about to rap no more. I'm about to really get out here and gang bang. They were like, man, you crazy. they would have shut IQ down. They was like, no, you're going to the studio. You're gonna spit, like I say, we'll keep the homies around you so you can have a ear to the street. You make that music because you can get out of here.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right. We gonna make you think you with us, but you ain't.
Yeah, you're gonna get out of here.
You can rap about us. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he watched out for a few of them guys too.
Oh yeah. Because, like I say, he understand the game, and like I say, he understand business. And like I say, I hats off to Ice Cube. It's like, you know, Q got his own, like, production company, like, with film.
Right.
That's crazy to me. I'm like, man, that dude, Cube on point. He always been on point with that business.
Oh,
and that's how he was able to maintain in the game. Yep.
That's real. For 20 years now. 20 years.
Yeah. Got to stay on top of
same
that business.
Woman. Same
woman. Yeah, same woman. Same wife.
Three kids.
Same
wife.
Right. Raising his family, doing what he do. On top of his
business. And you got Lil Wayne and them running around here like they represent gang. And he ain't even never been in no gang. He got teardrops and ain't never killed nobody.
Yeah.
All that fashion I keep trying to tell these young cats. Because the real killer ain't put no teardrops nowhere. He don't want you to even know he that guy.
That's
That's why.
As lyrical as Weezy is too, he could be so much bigger than what he is, but he lets the drugs get to him too, and he depends on other people around him to take care of his business. Getting caught out here for the drugs and the guns and stuff. Nobody's got his back. They turned around and drove his RV home, and he went to jail. Nobody's got your back out. You got to take care of yourself.
I said that too. A cat would have took that case. A cat would have took that case back in the day.
Yeah, I said that
you
too.
You the boss, but you go to jail, and you got all these cats in your trailer.
Just like
you ain't no real boss, Weezy.
Just like the situation with T.I. I'm like, man, there's no way in hell T.I. is supposed to be on the scene to make a gun purchase at no time. Who is this fool? Because I'm the guy who made the money.
They all stupid.
Even the situation with Mike Vick, with his cousin, getting caught with the weed, and then that opened up the thing to the dog fight. Man, his cousin told on the guy who makes $24.5 million a year and feeds the whole family.
I would have took the case.
Because
I would have took the case and say, Vic, go ahead and just watch out for me, and I'll take this. You feel me? When I step down, I know I got a million, you know what I mean, just for taking that for 18 months.
Hey, two years he had to do, but he couldn't do it. You know why? He not built for that. All these cats, like I said, because all they know is money raining out the sky, rims, women, because that's all they see. Because, like I say, like I say, the element with the older guy's not there no more. You know what I'm saying? He could even do two years for a guy who made $24.5 million to feed the whole family.
And you can't do two.
He couldn't do two for him. Mike Vick in jail. Family crushed.
Because the money got snatched, didn't it?
The money gone. The money man is gone. Because his cousin couldn't do
out
2 years on a weed charge. You know Mike got dogs over there, right?
Right.
Well, I'll take you to his house. Because I just left for him. When you talk, I just came to Mike Vick's house. Mike Vick football player, what y'all doing? We down Friday smoking weed, getting high,
I'm going to take you right to his spot. Man, I tell you, these cats, they still ain't built for the real life out here, man. They just out here rolling, and, when it's their turn, they can't take that. But when you tell them to go jump in that truck and go get them bras, they with that, but some of them go in and do 6 months for you. Oh, man, they screaming at the top of their lungs like, oh, I can't do that.
Like my boy was telling me, when was that, last week, he was like, because he watched the 48, next 48 a lot, and he was saying, and that, so I watched that, I was watching it with him, I was telling him, man, like, them cats are crazy. They were showing, like, the cat, like, all them cats, man, they do, like, some of the heinous crimes, man, break down with, it ain't even like an interrogation no more. You just ask them, they tell you, break down, like, man just killed, like, he shot in the house, killed the little girl, shot the dude in the head, then he shot some other cat. Like, you would think, like, he an out cold killer. Get him to the room, the cat, like, it was me, my man was driving. And, we had the guns, we were stacked. He was like, are you serious? Like, man. These dudes different, man. They ain't really built for the gang. You know what I'm saying? They just in it.
No, they're different product, man.
They just in it.
And don't know what the other side is.
Nah, that's why it's so crazy now. It was just different when I came up.
I ain't no mystery. You already know. So we're gonna ask you now your rap style. What's your rap style like? You know what I mean? What would you consider yourself? Your own rap style? The East Coast or the mixture, the Midwest? What's the rap style?
I always say East Side Detroit first.
You already know that now. I'm with that.
So you know that's gonna have an edge on it, regardless. But I pretty much do what the I try to fall in the zone and let what the particular music that I'm vibing to. I kind of let the music dictate. A lot of cats just be rap. a lot of cats just be rapping, and you hear like, man, it sound like he's going against the beat. You're like, yeah, because he ain't really in tune with it. You know what I'm saying? Or you got one cat.
He ain't riding the wave.
Yeah, or you got one cat that rap the same on every beat. Why is that? Like, nah, because he ain't really in tune with the music. You got to let the music dictate, you know what I'm saying, how the flow is going to be. That's what I try to do, that's how I was raised up. So, I was telling a young cat, I was like, yeah, like, you know, it's a soul thing. I was like, I got soul. A lot of cats don't got soul. I was like, well, you know, I got soul, so. Yeah, hip hop soul.
Right.
I got soul. So you know, with the hip hop.
You're gonna have time to really put that on deck. You know what I mean, I'm letting the wife know and the fans know that they'll be arriving in Ohio Saturday to be a guest on both our TV shows on the Keep It Real Show and the Chain Show, and he'll be getting interviewed on both TV shows, and plus. He'll be performing on both shows.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no doubt.
So,
we there Saturday.
Right. So you're definitely letting the fans know that you're gonna be performing on both shows. You dig, and you're gonna do some backdrops, and we're gonna interview you on both shows, and we're gonna kick it off all the way down here for you in Ohio, since your joint already getting played here. TV.
Yeah, I got some people out there.
Right, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and make that happen for you. And, we definitely appreciate the love from the city. And,
oh, yeah, no doubt.
We're going to do what we got to do to push, people that are doing something positive, especially from my hometown. Especially, East Side for Life,
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's on the front and the back end with me, Right, I start with it, I finish with it, Yeah, so that's what's happening. And like I say, much love to my boy Orville once again, and that's my man for life there, can't wait till you step down, and we really kick it about old times and ball out of control for a minute,
That's
what's up. Yeah, and I'm going to turn the mic back over to the wifey and let her, ask a few more questions, a few more announcements,
Well, I want to ask you guys, going back to education, what can you tell the kids out here, and especially maybe in your community, I know that there's a lot of problems with, keeping schools open education and stuff, kids need to learn how to read when they're small. Obviously when they're 16 and they don't know how to read, there's a big misunderstanding somewhere. But what can you tell the kids out there, even the ones that don't read, that are afraid to ask for help, maybe? What advice can you give them?
You gotta seek other resources. There's a lot of resources that, like I said, Detroit got a lot of resources, which is like really weird. Like, well, we got a lot of resources that you can get the help that you need. You just gotta seek it out. So I try to tell young cats to kind of gotta keep yourself self motivated. Young cats coming up now, they lack self motivation. You gotta keep yourself motivated because the information and the resources are out there. It's just you just got to go out there and get them. They're not really being presented. You got to go get them. So that's why I try to
get out of the east side of Detroit to find something, though, right? You might have to go to the west side or the south side or a little north.
Actually,
who knows?
Actually, it's a lot of resources on the east. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
The landscaping is horrible, but. it's a lot of resources on the east too. Like you just gotta seek them out. That's why I say I try to tell young cats to stay self motivated because without that, man, they ain't like when we was coming up, they was presenting you with certain stuff. If you don't seek it out.
I guess it's the image that maybe some of the kids have. From looking at the past and things and growing up maybe in certain areas that, you think by carrying a gun and being that tough guy, that's all you need. And but their self-esteem is so low maybe that's what they have to do. And having that low self-esteem, you don't actually work hard to get ahead in the right ways.
Yeah. I mean, but like I say, I think even as kids, especially coming up now, it's like as an individual, you gotta take certain responsibility, a certain responsibility for yourself, because everybody got that drive or goal, even if it's been suppressed, the stuff that they want to accomplish. It's just like sometimes you gotta bring it out in you. You know what I'm saying? Even if the people ain't around you, you know what I'm saying? We pretty much got a sense for the right road to go, what's the wrong road. But you know, like I say, a lot of cats gotta stay self motivated. You know, you'd be surprised. Like I say, like 16, 17, 18. Yeah, it's a lot of cats here with esteem issues. But you know, it's the same cats that be at the mall. You know what I'm saying? Buying jewelry and $375 pair of pants. You know what I'm saying? Because those are the things. You know what I'm saying? So they have stuff to strive for that you know what I'm saying, that uplift them. It's just that they got to be channeled in the right direction.
Their priorities are a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then how are they getting all that money? You know, are they out there selling drugs? You know, robbing? You know, doing?
They get the money.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you know, let's get the money in the right way. You know, and be able to keep it and not go to prison and lose it all lose it all.
Yeah, but it's like I say, well, even with that, it's hard. Like I say, for kids coming up now, because like I say, the imaging that especially like with no real parent in the house, like, you know, because like you only like 14 years younger than your mom's or your pop, so it's like there's all kids in the house basically. So you know, it's kind of hard, you know, saying you're getting fed certain energy and images, but you know, it's even with that, like I said, you got it. Kids got to stay self-motivated, because like I say, young kids coming up, because I got three little dudes, like, you know, little kids now, they tough. You know, they tough. They just gotta be they tough, man. But you know what I'm saying, they gotta be just channeled in the right direction. You know what I'm saying, if ain't nobody guiding them in that direction, you can't really I saw my partner that yesterday, you can't really look at the kid. You know what I'm saying, if my little dudes, if I leave out the house and I come back, And you know, if I ain't laid the ground rules and the little dudes that messed up the house, I can't be like, you know what I'm saying, hey, you know, y'all, you know what I'm saying, because that's my job, to be on their head to make sure they, you know what I'm saying, that when I leave the crib, the kitchen is clean, you know what I'm saying, the clothes going to be picked up, you know what I'm saying. So when I come back in the house, when I leave the house in order, when I come back, it's going to be in order, because the rules already been set in place. So, you know, It's just a matter of them finding like the right outlet, because like I say, little kids now, they tough. It's got to be pushed in the right direction.
Right. And the ground rules,
yeah,
like, you can't set up the rules when they're 16, because they're gonna say, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, set up the rules and you know, be strict, and you have to be persistent.
Yeah, and like I say, back when we was coming up, it was a community thing. Cause like I said, if your mom couldn't. If my mom couldn't handle it, then, you know, the next door neighbors had it, because, you know what I'm saying, because you're not going to be wilding out in this neighborhood, because we all live over here, you know what I'm saying. So it's like, it's just like somebody just willing to, even with kids, raising kids, somebody got to step up and be willing to take up the slack, you know what I'm saying. It usually, which is really weird, it usually be our grandparents, but you know what I'm saying, they getting on out of here too. So somebody got to be, you know what I'm saying, push him in the right direction. Because like I say, now I said, you can live next door to a dude for 5 years. Y'all don't even talk to each other. That's crazy.
Exactly.
I don't even know what that is. Like, you don't even know who lives next door to you? You know what, like, who's that living next door? I don't talk to them. Like, wow, he lives next door. You know, so.
Yeah, you know, everybody just wants to mind their own business and stay to themselves and keep a quiet little life, or
yeah,
whatever.
But
it's way different than it was, you know, when we were growing up.
Yeah, but like as a community, it just don't go like that. That's why we're in a situation where we in now. It just don't go like that. you know, a community got to be a community. You know what I'm saying? People got to be together. Now, explain the gap and got so big between like young cats and old cats. You know, feared and stepped in. You know, a lot of people don't want to say nothing. You don't want to chance to have another kid. You know, they might come over there and shoot you or try to jump on you. You don't want to talk to such and such, or you scared to say hello to such and such, or they don't really want to, you know, it's just like a big gap. So somebody got to step in and try to bridge that gap.
That's right. You know, people need to just stand up and do the right thing anyways, no matter what, you know.
Yeah.
And if more people did that, things would be better for everybody. You know,
yeah.
People need to stand up and be the example to their communities and do the right things, and then the communities will look up to them and communities will change and become better.
Yeah, because it's a group thing. Trust me, I know. Like I said, I've seen some of these neighborhoods get they in a 10-year span, and they look totally different, man. It's like, it's just crazy to me. I used to, you know, like when you was younger and people talk about that, be like, yeah, I seen the neighborhood go down, you know, older people, you're like, how's that possible? But I actually seen neighborhoods go down. Like, man, this ain't even a neighborhood. It's only like 3 houses over here now. Like,
And that's how I was, young brother, when I came home to visit my mom. You know what I mean? I come home to visit my mama, and I went over there by Chalmers. You dig what we used to be at on Kilbourne, all over through there?
Yeah,
man, I said, this is
out
cool over here.
It's crazy, man. Like Rochelle, Alma, all right off Thomas, all up on Whittier area, right down there where White Boy Rick had that the video all that, man. That's play. It looks horrible, man. It looks horrible. It is horrible.
Yeah.
Right. I seen all that when I came home to see my mama, man. I'm like, wow. You know, I showed my wife all that. And this right here going to make you laugh right here, y'all. Me and the wife, we over by Chalmers and Harper, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying my best not to let nobody see me, for they won't be running up talking about letting me have a few dollars. You know what
I mean?
So the wife, see, we in the car, all of a sudden she got to use the bathroom. I'm like, dang. You know So we stopped over there at the Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know the one right there, across the White Castle.
Yeah.
We stopped over there, right? And everybody looking at my wife like, well, it's like she's 14 carat crazy.
Right.
So all of a sudden, she's like, well, I'm finna go to grab one quick. And all of a sudden, they told me you need a key. She's looking like a key. I'm like, oh, baby, I said, we are in the ghetto, man. I said, we are not in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, when there's bulletproof glass across the register there, you know.
Mm-mm.
I told her, I said, baby, then she had to go all bad, and then she told me she wanted to go over to that dollar store. I say, baby, we got to get up out of this neighborhood. You hear me?
Yeah.
We finally went over there, and she looked over there, and they got security guards in the dollar store. She said, oh, my God, they got security guards in your dollar store? What's up here? I say, baby, once again, we are in the ghetto. We are not in Arizona.
They get down that little area over there, right there, right there where Harpo was at. they get down over there.
I told him. So I told him this bunk out. We used to be over here when we was kids. I used to come over here, me and Orville, and then when they stayed on Everson, you know?
Right. But you know what I found though? Like I say, even with coming up over here and coming up the way we came up, man, it conditioned you for anything, man. Because like when we go out of town, man, I can go anywhere and like and get the same love. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, we're going south side of Chicago. You know, they very gang heavy over there. Get the same love. You know what I'm saying? In New York, get the same love. Because it's like cats from the east side, well, I won't even say the east side, but just Detroit, period. We got a different type of, you know what I'm saying? It is a different type of head. Yeah, just respectable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anywhere you can go on this continent.
real talk.
So what are your guys' plans in the next few months with your music?
This Midwest takeover, like I said, I've been getting a lot of love, you know, in the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, just getting a, I said I wanted to try to do the area where we can actually drive to on the, get out on the weekends, drive to, you know, about 4 or 5 hours, you know what I'm saying, so I was like, instead of just focusing mainly on taking over the city, I was like, man, with the music that we got, man, I can pretty much, I could pretty much hit the Midwest, and then we'll make it drift off from there. So like I said, I've been getting a great response on the It's About to Go Down record, you know. And that, like I said, that was just originally was just the record so the DJs here can the service the DJs here so they can have something to play. But we've been getting a great response on that, so hopefully that'll open the floodgates up for the rest of this music that we got. So you know.
So can somebody buy your? Buy your, do you have a soundtrack? Can somebody buy it? And if so, where can they get it?
Yeah, we got
a website.
The website will be up in a week. That's worldfamouslabel.com. But I actually got the single right now on CD Baby and and Amazon Music. I was on Zoom. I know I was on Zoom. That's what's up. Yeah, good job, man.
rstage.com.
Okay, rstage.com.
Being worked on iTunes. On a Verizon cell phone. The ass music.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, it's been getting a great response. So, you know, that's a blessing. We'll see what it's going to do.
What's the name of your single?
It's About to Go Down.
Okay. Well, we wish you guys a lot of luck and have fun when you're in Cincinnati. And, you know, maybe you guys can get out to Arizona one of these days.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I used to frequent there with my fam. I love the weather there. The dry heat is beautiful.
It's been hot.
Yeah.
17-18 the other day.
Really?
Yep.
Whenever y'all ready.
About 110 today.
Okay. Yeah, see, it'd be hot, but that humidity be adding that extra to it. So if it's like 95, it's feeling like 112. Yeah, man.
That's the sauce, baby, that extra sauce. So, yeah, hey, I want to give much love to y'all homie, you know what I mean, and Bill, you know what I mean? Much love to both of y'all, man, for tuning in tonight at the show. And
I
look forward to y'all coming Saturday, getting on both of the shows down here. And we putting y'all out there on the TV show and the radio show now. And when y'all get time, y'all go join our movement site at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, you know, and put your information in your song and all that information up there as well, you know?
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, and your websites and everything where people can log on to your website from the information they see off the movement page, you know? And once again, much love to the whole Simpson family and my man Orville, and much love to your grandmoms, who just passed, you know, we're sending out much love to you as well and your whole family. And,
I appreciate
just,
that, man.
We're just going to keep y'all uplifted in our prayers and that God bless everything that y'all are doing to be a success, and not only a success, but an example to other young players that know that it's always a way out the ghetto instead of always thinking it's about picking up a pack and a pistol. Because
right.
That's already a failure. Many have tried that game, and they all done lost, including me. So, you know, once you pick that up, pimp, you better know what you're picking up. Because two letters in that column, and that's prison and death, you know?
Yeah. That's
a
true statement.
So let's be an example, you know what I mean, to what can happen. And, you know, I let every cat know, you know, always don't ever forget where you come from. And when you do make it, always go back to where you come from and show cats that, look, I did it, you can do it too, you know. So like you were saying, you have to have that self-motivation, but you also got to, you know, have that motivation of your homies, you know, that made it too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes that can open up a guy's eyes, you know, quicker than somebody just telling me until you blow in the face, you know?
Yeah, he
sees that it can't be done because he's seen where you both was at together at one time, you know what I mean? We both was in this, you know, this cloud at one time. Now look at me, man, you know?
Right.
You can come up out the rift too. So you know, just sending that shout out, you know, to shout out to the whole East Side, you know, my hometown, you know, and shout out to my family and my brothers and sisters and my son, you know, who just stepped down from doing 15 years. He just stepped out the gate May 5th of this year. So much love to my son.
What's up.
And I'm going to turn the mic over to the wife with the last announcements and everything that she do. And then we're going to close the show out, and then we're going to pass the mic over to UNVL right now and give y'all last shout-outs before I spin it to the wife.
Yeah, go ahead. You good? Yo, this is Wayne, man. I want to shout-out to everybody on the East Side of the D. Matter of fact, shout-out the whole Detroit, man. Detroit, stand up. We out here doing it. We repping for the D. Shout out to you, Rob, man. Appreciate the look. And like I told you the other day, man, when we touch ground at Cincy, I need my book. Streets Don't Love You Back.
No.
I need that copy. Shout out to you and your wife, man. Appreciate y'all for looking out, you know, doing the interview.
No doubt. No doubt, man. There's much more to come.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let me pass over to Maddox so he can do his shout outs right quick.
My man.
Oh, yeah, and before I pass it, shout out to my brother, Big O. Love you, boy.
No doubt.
Yo, I just want to give a shout out, like I said, to the whole East Side, you know, world famous label. You know, you know, all our fam, you know, Coin, you know, we got a lot of fellas backing us. So, you know, just want to give a shout out to them. Let them know that the movement continues. You know what I'm saying? I represent for my little Doze. Rashad, Makai, and Jayla, you know what I'm saying, forward progress. And, you know, like I say, if the, you know, the world don't come to Detroit, then, like I say, I'm going to go out and get it and bring it back. So we're going to be good.
My man. Oh, yeah. All right. We appreciate that love, and we'll pass it over to the missus right now. And y'all be safe coming down on Saturday. And, you know, that is already ready to rock and roll. And we're going to, like I say, we're going to do the interview. You're going to perform, and we're going to do some backdrops for both shows. And we're just going to just take the movement in a whole nother direction for y'all as well. So, you know, the show hit 1.5 million households, both shows. So, believe me, you're definitely going to get heard in Ohio, you know?
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I'm going to pass it over to the missus now, you know, before we all depart.
All right, just want to let everybody know that we're still, you know, still doing our book tour, and we're, you know, still looking for speaking engagements. We have a book signing on August 28th in the west side of Phoenix at Bent Cover Books, and then September 18th in Mesa, Arizona at Bookman's, and, you know, the book will be available there, the soundtrack, and also T-shirts and caps. So, you know, come out and support the Streets Don't Love You Back. You know, get your book and your soundtrack, and help us pass that message that the streets don't love you back. And, you know, there's a lot more to life than gangbanging and selling drugs. And, you know, always, you know, learn how to read, get your education, and, you know, learn how to have your business so that you can be prosperous and you know, and take care of things the way that it's intended to.
Yeah.
So anything back to you, Boyd?
Yeah, I just wanted to say before young Bill and them get off the air, I just wanted to say, you know, I really had a pleasure, both of y'all being on the show tonight, and it's really been a pleasure, man, talking to you, young Bill, because I ain't seen you since you was a little boy, you know? And Now we're finna take the game to a whole nother level, man. I was just really sitting here listening to you and your man tonight. And, you know, by me always talking to your brother every week, you know, it's like now, man, you know, I got the key to the city now, you know what I mean, through you and your man now, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's
me and my wife, we want to eventually open up a learning center there in the city, man. You know, that'll be my part of giving back to where I come from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To help cats read, help cats get up off the street, you know? Help cats break all that want to be a gang banger and a thug,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all that energy you putting in to want to be a thug and a dope dealer, man, you can put all that energy into becoming something successful in life and getting your family out the hood. You feel me?
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is this is where our head is at, man. And along with us helping each other, you know, we could definitely do a lot of good things right there, putting back in the city, man. You know, with the Streets Don't Love You Back, along with helping you push your music and push your label as well. So I think that, you know, God worked in his own way and at his own time. You know what I mean? And like you said, Bill had been telling you to scream at me, but you were dragging your feet, you know? And so now, you know, you're walking now. You ain't dragging your feet now. You know what I mean? So now we done locked in together, and now I'm just going to show you better than I can tell you, homie, you know? Because this is all about talk about walking and talking, man. You know, I live it because I walk it, you know, and I walk it because I talk it, you know?
Right.
And now I'm trying to just do something back to that city, man, because I listen to all the homies that I do talk to on the phone about how bad it is back home and, you know, how cats is illiterate that don't know how to read but to pick up a pack and a gun in a minute, you know?
That's crazy.
And don't even know how to read 38 special on the gun he got. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey,
you
can't
know,
even
he
read,
has to
can't even read the warning. Like, what's this in the what's this in red? I believe it's red. Like, what?
You know what I mean?
How many times you kill
that week? Hey. Yeah, man, you know, I'm definitely having fun now, man, and I think this is going to be a great partnership, man, and, only thing I'm waiting on now is for Bill to step down, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to get the ball rolling before he come home, you feel me? Right
That's
there right. in the city, you know? So, yeah, man, it's been a real pleasure, man, getting back up with you. I know when I see you, boy, you know, I grow up so big, nigga, when I see you, you know? Yeah, probably still looking like Bill by now, you know? Yeah. So it's all good, man. So I'm gonna be looking forward to seeing y'all, man, this week. And we taking the game to a whole nother level. And you can tell Bill you did come on the radio show and let him know you are going to be on both TV shows when you talk to him, if you talk to him tomorrow or something, you know?
Okay,
and,
that's up.
Any more announcements, Whitty?
Just, you know, for everything that we're doing, you can find out everything at our website. And that's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. We also have, you can get to it from www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, but you can also get on that from just .com. So remember thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, and you can find out all of our announcements, what we're doing, you know, where we're going with the book tour. And, you know, we're looking to go to every city and everywhere and, you know, speak to schools and talk to the kids and let them know what's going on. So, you know, just come out and get your book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and you can order it online as well. And you know, it was a pleasure meeting you guys tonight. Look forward to meeting you in person one of these days. And thank you for your good example and you know, for what you're doing.
Appreciate it. Uh-oh. There you go.
Yeah. Floyd, any last words?
Oh, no, everything is good, you know what I mean? I just want to thank all our fans for listening tonight, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and much love once again to the Simpson family and to the young homie, you know what I mean, the passing of his grandma. So we're just going to give big ups to everybody in Detroit, period, you know? Stand up and love, hate none, you know? That's what it is.
All right, well, we just want to remember, let everybody remember that the streets don't love you back, and we're going to go out with a song. Let's see. We're going to play Change. in need of a change.
Yes.
Have a good night, and we'll see you next Wednesday night.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Jealous of others. Do for your damn self.